You're listening to the Ancient Analog Archive, featuring music freely available for download from archive.org. The Ancient Analog Archive is a catalog of audio obscurities to be found on the amazing website archive.org. I'm DJ Frederick, surfing the analog waves, delving deep into the dusty caverns of sound from our analog past. Well, as some of you listeners may know, I'm the coordinator of Imaginary Stations, a transmission on shortwave where we explore all kinds of cool music and imagine radio stations that don't exist. One of the themes that I've been thinking about for Imaginary Stations is TV on the radio, playing television themes that we may or may not be familiar with. So I hunted around on archive.org and just after a couple of minutes found that, there isn't a whole lot of television music on archive.org. At least I really need to spend some time digging in further. However, I did find a couple of curiosities and I'm going to drop the needle on them right now. Here's Neil Hefti. Thank you. Okay, I don't think I'm going to announce those. That could be a little mystery theme mix. Guess the theme here on the Ancient Analog Archive. I'm DJ Frederick, and we're diving deep into the caverns of archive.org.
Here's some library music for your listening pleasure.
Thank you.
Man, I could spend all day in the library listening to library music. Very, very interesting LP released by a super group of library music known as Ugly Custard. That's Herbie Flowers on bass, Ellen Hawkshaw on organ, Alan Parker on guitar, and Clem Catini on drums. The tune was, of course, Scarborough Fair. All right, let's explore a little further into Ugly Custard, which was released in 1970.
Beep! any moon.
You're listening to The Lennon Sisters from 1956, and you're on the Soundbeat.
Romance tonight, so shine, shine, shine.
If you're a Saturday Night Live fan, you've probably seen the Lawrence Welk skit with Fred Armisen as the venerable bandleader. The skits feature the fictional Merrill sisters of the Finger Lakes, but they're a nod and a wink to the Lennon sisters of the Pacific Ocean, Los Angeles. The Lennons, Diane, Peggy, Kathy, and Janet, were really sisters. That is, they are sisters, and they're still performing. Though Diane and Peggy have retired, and younger sister Mimi has filled in, in 2001, they were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. So how do they feel about the SNL skits? "It just cracks everybody up," said Janet. "It's hard for us to believe we're kind of an American institution." It's a refreshingly tolerant reaction. If you haven't seen the skits, well, let's just say you would understand if they'd been received poorly. Judge for yourself right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Welcome back to the Ancient Analog Archive. I'm DJ Frederick, and we're diving deep into the recordings you can find on archive.org, listen online, or even download them to listen later. Burn them on CD, record them on cassette, whatever you wish to do, but just don't pirate them. Okay, having said that, here's one of those bizarre collections put out by Columbia House. I think that's how this went. Popular music done by an easy listening band. And I do believe there was a series of these for every year from the mid-60s through potentially the mid-70s. This is an album called The Best of 71 by Terry Baxter, his orchestra and chorus.
Jubilation, she loves me again.
driving and I'm on my way. It's all on the right side in my take-o-pay. Say now, oh. How cool the rum is from this silver tray. I thirst to be thirsty in Montego Bay. Sing out, whoa, red. I still feel emotion here at home in bed. I tell you it's hard for me to stay away. You ain't until you've been high Montego Bay. Sing out,
Terry Baxter, his orchestra and chorus with the Best of 71 released by Columbia House. Yes, you too could get that album free somehow. You know, there's some musicianship there, which we should appreciate. However, these knockoff albums were quite baffling. Anyway, there'll be more of those coming up in the Ancient Analog Archive, just not in this episode.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Alexandria, Egypt has stood for almost 2,400 years. Today, though, parts of it are crumbling, one building at a time. As Earth's climate changes, the Mediterranean Sea is rising, the coast is eroding, and salt water is seeping into groundwater supplies. That weakens buildings, causing them to collapse. And according to a recent study, without action to protect the coastline, the problem will get worse in the years ahead. Alexandria is the largest city on the Mediterranean and one of the busiest ports. But its maritime location is causing trouble. Researchers looked at records of building collapses over the past quarter century. They also compared the coastline to that of previous decades, studied the soil, and made other observations. They found that 280 buildings have collapsed in the past 20 years. Over that span, the rate of collapse jumped from fewer than one per year to almost 40. Almost all of the destroyed buildings were within a mile of the coast. The jump was largely the result of climate change. Higher sea level and stronger storms have eroded the coastline by an average of 12 feet per year, with one district averaging 120 feet. And seawater is filtering into aquifers below the city. That corrodes foundations, causing buildings to crumble. The scientists recommended creating dunes and green belts along the coast to keep the Mediterranean at bay and keep Alexandria from crumbling into the sea. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Soundtracks to Forgotten Films.
It's time to dig deep into the box of mystery soundtracks from the bargain bin. Today we're going to hear some tracks from the soundtrack to Bunny O'Hare. Now, Bunny O'Hare was a 1971 so-called comedy film starring Betty Davis and Ernest Borgnine. Well, that's an odd couple if I ever heard of one. Also starred Jack Cassidy as Lieutenant Greeley, Jay Robinson, John Astin, and Reva Rose. Music of Bunny O'Hare was performed and written by Billy Strange, as opposed to, say, Billy Strings. And we're going to drop the needle on the Bunny O'Hare soundtrack, a soundtrack that is waiting on archive.org for your discovery. Thank you.
time. It's not where we belong. Lend a hand, give up all your joys and come along to the land. Leave these cities waiting, waiting just to die. Jet plane fly away, leaving crazy traces on the gray sky. Sundown, the sun come rise, painting twisted shadows on my gray eyes. So I say to you, do the thing that only we can do. Leave it all behind. You will find it's not where we belong. Lend a hand, give up all your joys and come along to the land. Leave these cities waiting, waiting just to die, just to die. Concrete is stained so hard, weaving super highways through my front yard. People come so a hillside falls, housing for the millions behind gray paper walls. So I say to you, one thing, do the thing that only we can do. Leave it all behind, you will find it's not where we belong. Lend a hand, give up all your toys and come along to the land. Leave these cities waiting, waiting just to die, just to die. Nighttime sun on a TV screen, taking colored pictures of a million broken dreams. The police come and the police go, trying to make us feel the fear that only they know. So they say to me, you had better go while you are still free. Leave it all behind, you will find it's not where we belong. Lend a hand, give up all your joys and come along to the land. Leave these cities waiting, waiting just to die. Just to die.
Yeah!
it's definitely a soundtrack of its time. Music from Bunny O'Hare by Billy Strange, released on American International Records in 1971. And wow, some amazing people had involvement in this soundtrack, including two songs written by Keith Richards. Yes, that Keith Richards. Leave It All Behind and Monday Man. Who'd have thunk it? Because a lot of the rest of the music was written by the Mike Curb Congregation. This is the Ancient Analog Archive, and I am DJ Frederick. If you have any comments or questions or even requests for things that we can mine out of archive.org, email me at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. I generally like to end the broadcast listening to a sample from a radio show, archived on archive.org, and that could also be a podcast. Now, pirate radio is one of my favorite topics of discussion and research. Way back in 2006, Ragnar recorded a weekly podcast for a while called Pirates Week. We're going to hear some of the broadcast from October 15th of 2006.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio.
America has always been stronger when we have not only proclaimed free speech, but when we listened to it.
Radio. That's with you every night.
This is WA3QIZ. Do you read me?
Seymour, isn't it about time you made a real friend?
Mother, please, I'm communicating with my fellow hams.
How do I talk? Push this button here. You're all losers!
Listens to radio. No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
You've been listening to KIPM's Voyage of the Illuminati with Alan Maxwell.
This is Undercover Radio, pirate radio broadcasting from the middle of nowhere.
I'm the Supreme Commander of the Rodent Revolution, Commander Bunny.
Why can't I do pirate radio again? I mean, why can't I just turn on transmitters when I want?
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
It's Sunday, October 15th, 2006. It's time for the Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Well, I am Ragnar Danisjold, and this is the Pirates Week, a podcast serving the shortwave pirate community. We take a look into the past week's pirate radio activity, what's going on over at the Free Radio Network and a couple other message boards around the internet, general free radio and DXing news, the propagation forecast, throwing a little pod safe music in the background, and I call it the Pirates Week. I've been doing that spiel on and off now, or pretty much every Pirates Week for the last, pushing 2 years now, and just in case you missed it, I say throwing a little pod safe music in the background. If you're wondering what pod safe music is, that's music from the PodSafe Music Network, and that means it does not have any digital rights associated with it. It's free for the taking, and you can use it in your podcast. And that's all the background tracks and all the background music you've been listening to all this time. Well, it's been a busy weekend for the last couple days. I was up at the cabin for the last, since Friday afternoon, and there's 5 inches of snow up there. Ye gads, I came back, a couple hours ago, it's Sunday afternoon now, and really gonna have to slap this Pirates Week together, because I got all the stuff I was supposed to do all weekend. I got about 6 hours to do it in, including this podcast. So let's just get right into Pirates in the News. Dateline, Tampa, Florida. It always happens in Florida, doesn't it? A Hillsborough County woman was arrested for allegedly operating a pirate radio station. According to an arrest report, 20-year-old Marjorie Voltaire was arrested Thursday night at the request of the FCC. The music emanated from a small transmitter tucked inside an apartment north of Tampa. The signal at 89.3 FM didn't travel far. Charged with making an unauthorized transmission of a radio broadcast, a third-degree felony, was 20-year-old Marjorie Voltaire. She was arrested around 11:30 p.m. Thursday. Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputies, armed with a Federal Communications Commission complaint and a search warrant, stopped by Voltaire's home at 13410 La Place Circle, apartment 127, while music was being aired. The unemployed native of Haiti was held on $2,000 bail. Voltaire declined to be interviewed Friday. Seized was about $10,000 worth of broadcast equipment, including an antenna and electronic gear. From outside the apartment, the antenna looked like any other television dish. The month-long investigation continued Friday, and other people might be arrested. That's from www.local6.com news, and also from www.tbo.com news, that another Florida FM station has been taken off the air, this time an FM station at 89.3 playing Haitian music. Our next story comes from theindependent.co.uk, and it starts off, as he signed off his final late-night perfumed garden show, pirate DJ John Peel was convinced it was the end of his brief, subversive radio career. That was 40 years ago. Now, 40 years later, listeners will once again experience the dying murmurs of his show when the BBC puts out his last Radio London program back on the airwaves. That's right, John Peel's last Radio London program will be back on the airwaves later this month. The program has survived in a bootleg tape of the whole 5.5-hour broadcast put together by an anonymous fan. The recording has now been distilled into 4 half-hour shows to be broadcast by BBC Six Music on Monday the 23rd of October to mark the second anniversary of Peel's death. Producer Hermit Chadha said yesterday, "We have cleaned up some of the sound, but not too much. Listeners will once again be able to hear what it is like to listen to John Peel back in 1967, as though he was speaking directly to you. It's incredibly idealistic. At his heart, he was a real hippie." That's from a new story, as I said at the beginning, from The Independent, that John Peel will once again be back on the airwaves the 23rd of October with his final Radio London program. And finally, to wrap up our Pirates in the News segment, this from This Week in Amateur Radio, the FCC has upheld fines against an illegal broadcaster. This from This Week in Amateur Radio.
The FCC has told a pair of unlicensed broadcasters that their fine has been upheld by the agency. Jim Mockin, ZL2BHF, has the details.
The FCC has refused to cancel or reduce a $10,000 monetary forfeiture issued to Moses Cabrera and Juan Cabrera on December 19, 2005. This for what the agency says was their willful and repeated violation of Section 301 of the Communications Act by operating an unlicensed radio transmitter on the frequency 89.7 MHz in New York, New York. The Cabreras filed a response on January 17, 2006, requesting cancellation of the proposed forfeiture based on their inability to pay and the fact that they have ceased operating the station. They did not otherwise dispute the findings in the NAL. In ordering them to pay the full amount, the FCC said that their decision to take the unlicensed transmitter off the air did not mitigate the seriousness of the violation. Also, that they failed to supply the proper documentation, proving their inability to pay the fine.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
it's time now to do some of our off-air recordings. Let's start off with WDDR 6925 Upper Sideband, the 8th of October, around 2000 UTC. This is show number 5, the radio show. Let's take a listen to WDDR.
And then the song, whose video started it all, the Buggles. Video killed the radio star, which also was the very first video MTV ever played. You've been listening to WDDR Worldwide, show number 5, the radio show. You can contact us for comments or QSR requests at Eric Blair, all one word, Eric Blair at WDDR1027.com. This has been a Screaming Lab Monkey Studios production. Thank you for listening, and we hope you've enjoyed the show.
A sampling of the Pirates Week with Ragnar from way back in 2006. Well, this has been the Ancient Analog Archive, mining files in archive.org to share with you. Now, all of these files are available for download for free. Until next time, 73 and wishing you great tunes.